Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement. I'm Carol Dewey, founder of Perpetual Wealth Financial. And as always, my goal is to help you navigate the financial seas so you can get on with living. Today's episode is one that comes directly from conversations I've had with widows over the years. Women who suddenly found themselves carrying financial responsibility they never expected to handle alone. And before we begin, I want to say this very clearly. If you are recently widowed or even several years into this journey and still feeling overwhelmed, there is nothing wrong with you. What you are experiencing is normal because one of the things nobody truly prepares widows for is this. When you lose a spouse, you don't just lose a person you love. You also inherit an entirely new job you never applied for. Suddenly, there are accounts to sort through, beneficiary forms, insurance paperwork, tax questions, titles, social security decisions, investment accounts, legal documents. And all of it seems to arrive at once while you're still grieving. Many widows tell me the same thing at that first meeting, I don't even know where to start. And honestly, that makes complete sense because grief affects decision making. It affects concentration. It affects energy. It affects confidence. Yet somehow the world expects widows to make major financial decisions during one of the most emotionally exhausting seasons of their lives. So today I want to talk about some of the biggest financial decisions widows should not rush into and what you should focus on instead. Because this episode is not about making you feel pressured. It's about helping you breathe again. Now, one of the first things I often see happen after the loss of a spouse is pressure. Pressure from family, pressure from advisors, pressure from paperwork, pressure from deadlines, and pressure from fear. And sometimes the biggest pressure of all comes from inside. Many women quietly think, I should already know this. I should be more organized. I should understand all of this by now. But here's the truth. Just because your husband handled the financial decisions doesn't mean that you were incapable. Many women were never invited into those conversations consistently. Others were busy raising families, managing households, supporting careers, or simply trusting the division of responsibilities inside the marriage. That does not make you unintelligent, and it certainly does not make you incapable. But when the responsibility suddenly shifts overnight, it can feel terrifying, especially because every decision suddenly feels permanent. And that fear often leads women into one of two extremes, either rushing decisions or avoiding decisions completely. Today, I want to help you avoid both. So let's talk about some of the biggest financial decisions widows should never rush into. The first is selling the home too quickly. Now, sometimes selling is absolutely the right decision, but immediately after a loss is usually not the best time to make emotionally significant decisions unless there's an urgent financial need. I've seen widows sell homes within months because the house feels too quiet, too painful, or too overwhelming to maintain, only later to realize they weren't emotionally ready. Your home is more than a financial asset. It's tied to routines, memories, comfort, identity, and stability. And stability matters tremendously during grief. So before making a major move like selling a home, downsizing, or relocating, give yourself permission to slow down and fully evaluate. What do I actually want? What can I realistically afford? What would make my life easier, not just emotionally today, but practically 5 years from now? The second decision widows often rush into is making emotional investment changes. This usually happens after market volatility or after inheriting accounts they don't fully understand. Fear kicks in. The news sounds scary. Family members start giving opinions. And suddenly someone wants to move everything to cash. Now, let me say something important. Wanting safety after loss is completely understandable, but making major investment decisions from fear instead of clarity can create long-term problems. Sometimes women leave money sitting in cash for years because doing nothing feels safer than making the wrong move. But doing nothing is still a financial decision. Inflation still continues, taxes continue, income planning still matters. This is why organizations and education become so important before making dramatic changes. You deserve to understand what you own, why you own it, how it's taxed, how it supports your lifestyle, and how all those pieces fit together. Not in financial jargon, not in advisor speak, but in plain English. Another dangerous area is rushing into tax decisions without realizing the consequences. Many widows are shocked to discover how dramatically taxes can change after the loss of a spouse. You may go from filing jointly to filing single. Income thresholds change. Medicare premiums can change. Required distributions may become an issue. Investment sales may trigger tax unexpectedly. And unfortunately, many people make decisions before understanding the ripple effects. I often tell people the financial decision itself is rarely the only issue. It's the side effects of the decision that matter. That's why coordinated planning matters so much. Not just investments, not just legal documents, not just taxes, but understanding how all of these areas affect each other. Another area where widows can feel pressured is helping adult children financially too quickly. Now, please hear me carefully. There is nothing wrong with wanting to help your family, but grief can create vulnerability. Sometimes women feel guilty receiving insurance proceeds or inherited assets. Sometimes they want to make things fair. Sometimes family members unintentionally pressure them because everyone is grieving differently. This is why slowing down matters. You do not need to make major gifting decisions immediately. You do not need to solve everyone else's financial concerns while still trying to stabilize your own life. One of the healthiest things a widow can say is, "I'm going to take some time before making any large financial decisions." That is wisdom, not selfishness. And finally, one of the most common mistakes I see is simply trying to figure everything out alone. Many widows isolate themselves because they're embarrassed, or because they think they should already understand things, or because they don't want to bother anyone. But financial isolation is dangerous, not because you aren't capable, but because grief creates exhaustion. Even very intelligent people struggle with cognitive overload during major life transitions. This is why having the right guide matters. And I want to emphasize something here. The right advisor for a widow is not necessarily the advisor who talks the fastest or has the fanciest charts or focuses immediately on products and performance. The right advisor is someone who creates emotional safety, someone patient, someone willing to explain things clearly, someone who allows you to move at your own pace, someone who understands this is not just a financial transition, it's an identity transition. Because many widows are not just rebuilding finances, they're rebuilding confidence. Now, if all of this sounds overwhelming, I want to shift the conversation toward what you should focus on first. The first priority is organization, not perfection, not immediate action, organization. Simply gathering accounts, documents, beneficiaries, income sources, insurance information, legal paperwork, and understanding what exists. You do not need to solve everything at once. You simply need clarity. The second priority is understanding your income. Where is money coming from? Is it Social Security, pensions, investment accounts, required distributions, survivor's benefits? Before making major decisions, you need a clear understanding of cash flow and sustainability. The third priority is making legal and tax coordination. that they are happening properly. That means reviewing wills, trusts, beneficiary designations, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, and tax implications. Again, not with panic, not with pressure, but with guidance. And perhaps most importantly, you need to give yourself permission to move slower than the world is telling you to move. Grief has its own timeline. And there is no prize for making fast financial decisions while emotionally overwhelmed. One of the most beautiful transformations I've witnessed over the years is watching widows go from, "I can't do this," to, "I didn't realize how strong I actually was." I've seen women who were terrified to open the mail eventually become completely confident managing their financial lives. I've seen women who thought life was over begin traveling, volunteering, reconnecting with friends, spending more time with grandchildren, and creating lives they genuinely enjoy again. And no, that doesn't erase the loss, but it does mean there can still be life after grief. There can still be confidence, peace, purpose, joy, and freedom. And if you're listening today feeling overwhelmed, please hear this. You do not need to become a financial expert overnight. You do not need to have every answer, and you do not need to carry all of this alone. You simply need a process, a plan, and people willing to walk beside you while you figure out the next step. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Navigating Abundant Retirement. If this episode encouraged you, please subscribe and share it with someone who may need to hear it. And again, remember, you do not have to navigate the financial seas alone. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida-registered investment advisor firm.